If you lit the Ner Chanukah higher than 20 amos high, it's like 40, 30 feet high, it's psula, in such a case you're possible. Why? Kisuku kamovi. The same way there's a lock of sukkah, the schach, can't be 20 amos high, or in a movi, when you master a movi with a lechi, with a kura, which is a heker, the kura on top front of the movi can't be 20 amos high. But I said, the swaris people don't notice something so high up. There also, what's the mitzvah Ner Chanukah? First some hanes. It's about people don't notice something so high up. Inamakai in the mitzvah pesumanisa. Drashi psula to leisholta be'ena. People don't look so high. Lamala mechafama. V'leki pesumanisa. Inamakai in the mitzvah Chanukah. Pirsum hanes. Kisuku kamovi. The tenan behu behedja. There it says claw the erben uve mesech the sukkah the psili. V'yav yeschach more than 20 yamas high. Yeposel. So b'sheitzah, this means, let's say you're living in an apartment house on the third or floor high. So that you still make the mitzvah because people inside your house sees it. Because if nobody's in your house, you only want to light for the people outside, then you would be make the mitzvah. But let's, once you're 30 feet high off the ground, then you're not make the mitzvah. 40. Charlotte, how much an amr is? Or 4.5 or 2 feet? No, you still, because the mice, people in your house see it. And see, some people outside do see it also. It's look at that. In fact, you could have somebody in the apartment house across the street from you, the same level as you, if he's straight across. So. Right. The Yomar Rav Kana, Dorosh Rav Nosim by Menyumi, Mishmei the Rav Tanchum, Maidisiv, what does the Postik say? By Yosef, V'habor reik ein by mayim. The bore was empty, when the brothers threw Yosef into the bore, it was empty, and there was no water there. Since the Pasuk says the bore of the pit was empty, there's no water there. Empty means there's nothing there. What does the Pasuk mean to say there's no mayim, there's no water there? It's a diik mayim main boy. There was no water there. But you know there were snakes were there. Snakes were there, that was there. So what does it got to do with water is not there? Some of us want to say that if there would have been water there, it's not so dangerous to be with snakes. Because the snakes will drink the water of our koponim. So about there was no water there, and the snakes there, if you come in there, the zikr can eat you up. So it was the biggest akona like. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. There was no water there, there were snakes, and no water, the biggest akona. Another shailah is, what does it have to do with the Gemara Chanukah here? So some want to say the pshat is, gefort, how did the brothers throw them in there? Some rachamans they should have had. So the pshat is, it was more than 20 yamas deep. And we're saying now, 20 yamas, you don't realize what's doing there. So now the brothers didn't realize there was akvarim there. So the Pasuk asked the Gaon to us, even though they didn't realize it, for the Maaseh, there were snakes there, and there was an es minas shemayim, and nothing happened to Yosef. Omar Rabba, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Lanicha, Betefach, Hasmuch, LePesach. You're supposed to put it near your door. But what does it mean in what we had before, outside, but not in the middle of the Shusar Rav, not in the middle of the Chotzer, but it should be near your doorway, that people should know it's you that put it out there. So how much close to your doors have to be? A tefach. Like 4 inches close to the door it should be. Trashi mitzvah l'nicha v'ayte rashitaviz b'chotzer, either in your Chotzer, or else oibri Shusar Rabim. Even if like you have the Chotzer, and you want to put it near the door of the Chotzer, outside of the Shusar Rabim is also with smutter, v'tefach ha'somach l'pesach. Albeit the tefach near the door to your chotzer. Shim yachi keno lahalom, because if you can put it away further away than a tefach, min a pesach, enim nikashem v'shel balabayis nikashem. People don't know that you, the balabas, put it there. People think somebody else put it there. So it has to be a tefach near the door, either the door to your house or the door to your chotzer. So the more of a hechi menach, which side of the door is the mitzvah to put in Ner Chanukah? Vechi menach lei. Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Omam Yamin. You're supposed to put it on the right side of your door. Rav Shmuel medifte Oma Mismuel. No, put it on the left side. So the Marvi Hilchasa Mismuel. No, locher is supposed to put it on the left side of the door. Why? Everything you do on the right side is more choshev. But here, Kadesha te Ner Chanukah Mismuel or Mezuzim Yamin. Like to be Mesuv both sides with mitzvahs. So now if you have the Mezuzah on the right side, put the Ner Chanukah on the left side. Trashim Yamin, Bichni Sasa Lebeisal Yamin. That's the first one on the Yom Pshita, because it's more chosh of the right side. The next one says, no, the left side, but mezuzah, kaimulon de b'yamin. The mezuzah has to be on the right side of your door with the entrance coming into your house. The asir beitcho, put the mezuzah beitcho, derech v'yoscho, we dash in derech the way you come into your house. When somebody standing outside is about to walk into his house, usually he puts his right foot in first. You start walking with your right foot. And most people are righties, so the huadim, your feet, they're also righties, so you move your right foot first. Therefore, the right side is a derech entering your house first. So now the mezuzah should be on the right side, and the Ner Hanukkah should be on the left side. This is no gay. If somebody lights inside his house, usually people that are not makbet light near the window, that they rather light for the bnei beis inside the house, there's also an inyan to write it near the pesach of your house. It should be done in the middle of the living room in your house, and it's near the entrance to the main part of your house. But it should be near the pesach. Now this, it should be a tefach near the pesach, and it should be on the left side, not on the opposite side of the mezuzah. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav. Also, lahart sois moyes kenega ner Chanukah. In case you have ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to like look at your money in front of the ner Chanukah. Like you want the light to use it to see count the money. You shouldn't do it in front of the ner Chanukah. Trashi lahart sois limnois to count. So lechura, this we had before. It's also lishtamish. Now I have hano from it. So what's the chiddush over here? So Eshna, maybe this is going to come to man the yom. Push it the same halacha that we had before. We also say it for osel l'shtamish liyoyva. We will say here the Hezbris maybe. That what that Rav saying, it's osel l'hartzai smoyez knegen erchanika. You can't count your money to use this light to count the money. So the Marakiyam Risa came to Shmuel, he told over this halacha in front of Shmuel, Omali. He told to me, v'chiner kedusha yeshbo. Does an erchanika have kedusha? What's wrong? Why not? Why can't I count my money in front of the erchanika? It has no kedusha to it. It's not like the menorah. It's just like the menorah in the base of Migdash. It has kedusha. It's also bano. He can't have enough in the menorah. But the chur ner chanukah is not a menorah. So why is it also? Zok the tzriknei maskav la Rav Yosef. The chidam kedusha yeshboi. His halacha when you shechta a oif or you shechta chayy is a mitzvah kisi adam. After you shechta oif, the dam that falls on the floor, he's supposed to memnachasim. He's supposed to cover it up with offer. And there's halacha the Tanya, the Braita says. The shofach, the pasuk says, the shofach, the dam should spill, the chisa, and you should cover up the dam. We dash in, b'masha shofach yichasa. How are you supposed to cover up the dam of the oif with your hands? Just like you made the shchita with your hands, you should cover up the dam with your hands also. What's the drosha? Shle yichasena beregel. You should not cover it up though with your foot. You should like be mevaza the mitzvah and use your foot just to kick the dirt on top of the blood. Shelo yehei mitzvahs bezuyis alov. You should not be mavaza the mitzvah. And since there's a mitzvah kisi adam, so it's a mavuzah to take your feet and just to kick the dirt all over it. So what are you supposed to do? The pasuk says, use your hands. So you see how beads of mitzvah, you're not supposed to mavaza the mitzvah. That even though there's no kedusha to the dam, there's a new yisur not to be mavaza mitzvahs. Here also ner chanukah. Since ner chanukah is a mitzvah, it's a ner shah mitzvah, you should not be mavaza the mitzvah by using it for the purposes. So the marhochi nami. That an Ner Chanukah should not be mevuzah by you. You should not use other things, not look at your money. And the Ran speaks out as lav dach looking at your money. And any other type of attachments you should not do in front of the Ner Chanukah. So I'll call you be mevuzah the mitzvah. So Rashi b'mash shofach b'yoda, just like you made the shchita with your hand. Shofach bo v'leib b'ragel, not with your foot. And so what then the kisui should be done with your hands, not with your feet. The more boy minay Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mahal listapek minoya sukkah kol shiva. You have the sukkahs, you have a sukkah, and you put up noya sukkah, you put nice decorations all around the sukkah. Are you allowed to have hano from the noya sukkah, the decorations of the sukkah, kol shiva? Throughout the whole yant of the sukkahs, can you have hano from it? So negay to us, like, is your svara visa mitzvah or not? Can you have hano? Once you put up these decorations, it's zikha mitzvah. It's a hibri mitzvah, you're decorating your sukkah. Can you have hano from it or not? Rashi noya sukkah means perish a tolem bolanoi. You hung up peris, you hung up grapes in your sukkah. Now in the middle of sukkah, you want to eat them. Is it mutter or not? Omalei answered back. Harayomru, we learned. We had this before by Chanukah. Also lahatzus moyes kenegan ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count your money in front of the ner Chanukah. You see, it's called the biza mitzvah. Here also by noya sukkah, it's mavaza to use it for something else. Omar Rabbi Yosef, grace the time in the back. Mori d'Avrom, like Loshin Drashi Loshin to me, who I have a kasher on you, like the father of Avrom, I have a kasher on you. Toli Tanya, I asked you a shayla by Noy Sukkah, and you answered me back a raya from Ner Chanukah. So Toli Tanya, you told me something that learned Beferish. Hey, by the Noy Sukkah is the Beferish of Raita, that's awesome. But Loy Tanya, you brought me a raya from Noy Sukkah, from Aloha of Hilchas Chanukah. But Loy Tanya, Hilchas Chanukah doesn't say anywhere. There's no Braisa that's also Tavano from Ner Chanukah. Mashenkin, there is a Braisa of Noy Sukkah. So what are you answering me, Noy Sukkah is also? Because of Chanukah, if I care. I'll learn out Chanukah is also because of Noy Sukkah. The Braisa only talks about Noy Sukkah. Where's the Braisa? Sukkah Tanya. Sukkah, it says the Farish in a Braisa. Chanukah le Tanya. The Locha, you can't have a Noah from the Ner Chanukah, doesn't say anywhere in a Braisa. The Tanya, where's a Braisa? Braisa says, Sikhacha Kilchosa. You made a Sukkah and you put the Schacha on top of it, Kilchosa, the way you're supposed to. You have Roiv itself. The Itro, you made Itro means you decorated it, the Kromim, different type of decorations, or the Sadinim, type of sheets you put on, with Suryonim, they have nice pictures on it. For Tolobo Agoizim, you hung nuts on it, Afraskin, peaches, Shkedim, almonds, Remainim, pomegranates, O Pachile, Anovim, clusters of grapes, the Itro, Shal Shiboilim, Zangin, type of stalks you put there, Yenois, wine, Shal Shmonim, oils, the Slosotois, flour you put there, all these things you decorate your sukkah with, it's up to Braisa, also listapek mehen, you're not allowed to have hanor from the noise. Sukkah, ad moitzoy yontav achor and shachan, until the moitzoy yontav of the second day yontav of Simchas Torah. So after Simchas Torah, that's when you're allowed to have hanor. So the Farish of Braisa, that the noise sukkah is also to have hanor from. Although the Braisa, the Nisn Aleim, literally when you first put up the decorations, you made a Farish of Tanayim, that I don't want it to become osur, I have Tanai, I want to use it throughout Sukkis, then I call the fit Tanai. And then the Tanai is Chal, and it's not Chal and Kedusha, it's not like Bolta to the Sukkah, and then you're allowed to have enough of the Noi Sukkah. So I call upon him, this is the Farish of Raita, that Noi Sukkah is also. So the Gemara Elo, on the Rabbi Yosef, Avu and the Kula Dam, Saka true, that the Raita that says Sukkah is also. There's a Gemara that says that Chanukah is also. Now how do we know these Yisoidis? That Zay, the mitzvah of Chanukah, of Sukkah, and the mitzvah of Chanukah, the Avua, the father of, I mean, where's the saying, the Torah of such an Issa? That's from Dam, that we had before. By Kisya Dam, there's a Jerosh, the Pesach says, V'shofach V'chisa. That the same way you made the Shchita with your hands, you should cover up the Dam with your hand. What's the Yisoid in that mitzvah? Not to be Mevaz mitzvahs. So that's the Yisoid for mitzvahs. Anytime you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to move out of the mitzvah. So from this I know the Braisa learns out that Noi Sukkah is also, it's a mitzvah to make the sukkah look nice. So you're not supposed to move out of it in the middle of sukkahs and take and use it for some other purpose. And the Wadin the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah also. You're not supposed to move out of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and use the Ner for some other purpose. Since it was set aside for a mitzvah, it should only be used for mitzvah and not for other purposes. The mitzvah of Zuyah Salah. I'm all that light candles that says, but Allah also light nerus in the shul. It's a mitzvah to mahadu in the shul. Either light for your side, or stand in front and light a ner. A guy who has a cigarette and he wants to light a cigarette, he's also to light it from the ner. Because since the ner is a mitzvah, if you light your cigarette from it, you'll be mevaz of the mitzvah. So the eight amol and yontif, if you want to have a ner to be lit, you have to have a special candle, set aside a cigarette candle. Whoever wants to light cigarettes on yontif could use it. But they shouldn't go to the yomad where the guy, where it's lit, the shame mitzvah for the ner tamid or lit fam for shame of your side, you shouldn't light your cigarette from it. That's called to be involved in the mitzvah. Since it's omit for mitzvah, you shouldn't use it for other purposes. Right? Boy, my name is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now list. Itma, Rav Omar, Eimad Likim Minel Ner. It's pushed to the halacha and Chanukah. You want to light them from one ner to another ner, or else somebody lit his menorah already. Now you want to come and light your nerus. Can you light your shamish from his menorah or not? Is madlikim in el ner? Is it mutter or not? Is Rav Amar ein madlikim in el ner? It's also. Ushmul Amar no madlikim. It's mutter. Hey, since you're lighting it for the purpose to do a mitzvah, that's not called a visa mitzvah. As if you light it's time to light your cigarette, that's also according to Shmuel. But since you're lighting from the menorah al manach to light another menorah, that's not called a visa mitzvah. You're doing it the same mitzvah. So Rashi, minela ner the Chanukah. For the first time l'kamei, we'll soon explain why. That's one machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Another machlokes is, Rav Omar ain matir and tzitzis me beggar the beggar. You have a beggar shall tzitzis, and you decide you want to change begodin and have a new beggar, so you want to take off the old tzitzis from one beggar, it's usher. It's called a visa mitzvah. since this beggar now has tzitzis on it, it's a beggar shamitzvah, by taking off the tzitzis, you're passing the beggar, it's a bizi. If you're taking it off for purpose of using the tzitzis for another beged, since you're using it for another mitzvah, that's mutter. You'll have to take off from one beged to put on two. You'll have to take off tzitzis one beged from another beged. Another halacha is, Rav Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Gerera. We don't hold like Reb Shimon in Hilcha Shabbos. That's a shaila from Dovah Shreini Miskavid. We'll soon see what it is. Oh, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, halacha k'Reb Shimon b'Gerera. We paskin like Reb Shimon in Hilcha Shabbos that a Dovah Shreini Miskavid is mutter. Abi, it's not a psik reishu, it's mutter. We'll soon see what the case is. Omer Abaye. Zogt Abaye, the klal is, kol mili demar, whatever, kol mili demar, ovid k'rav. Whatever my Rebbe told me I did like Rav, levar mehani plas. Usually the locher is karav b'isurim. If it's a machoikas rav and shmul and isurim, usually the klal is vipatkin like rav. Lebar mehani plus, except for these three machoikasin, tiyovet kishmul, it's his Rebbe. Rashi says that's Rabba Banachmeni, or Zabayah's Rebbe, did in these three halachas like shmul. That's why it's brought down these three things together. Even though usually the locher is like rav, here we vipatkin like shmul. What are the three things? That madlikim in elanir, he was matzah to you like Shmuel. You're allowed to light the menorah from one nair to another nair. Since you're doing it the shem mitzvah, it's not called the bizer mitzvah. Oh, matiru mi beggar the beggar. You can take off tzitzis from one beggar. I'm not to put it onto another beggar. V'alocha k'Reb Shimon b'Gerera. We also pass in the Hilcha Shabbos like Reb Shimon that dover shen miskaved is muta. D'tanya, Reb Shimon oimer, goyer odim, a person has a lot of schlep, a lot of drag, mita, a bed. Kisei, a chair, a sasul, a stool, on the ground on Shabbos. Even though when you're carrying it, dragging along the floor, it's making a charitz. It's making, you're being over the Issacharisha. You're making a hole in the ground. Let that be an Issacharisha. It will tear it to his mutter. Why? Obulvach lo yiskavan lasas charitz. Because you don't have kavana now to make a scratch in the ground. Your kavana is tam. You want to drag the chair home. It's on Yontif, or else it's on Shabbos. You're carrying in the backyard, you're allowed to carry, you have a nerve there. So you have your chair outside in the backyard, you want to carry it inside the house. So your kavanah is stop dragging the chair, take it inside your house. Your kavanah is not to make the charitz on the ground. That's called a dover shen in the skavin, which is a machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. If Yehuda holds dover shen in the skavin, it's osur. If Shimon holds mutter, so if the Shabbos, we pass the look of Shimon. A dover shen in the skavin is mutter. Providing it's not a psikresha. That means it has to be that it's not 100% zichum that when you drag the chair, you have to make a charitz, you have to make a hole in the ground. If it's 100% called a psik ratio, it has to happen, then it's also. There's no p'tur any miskavim. But if it's not a psik ratio, tov hashen the miskavim is mutter. So the Gemara, humer rabbonin, Yosef humer rabbonin, some rabbonin was sitting, kaime the ravada baravin, sponu ravada barava. The Yosef, the sin there, the koma, they're saying, time of the Rav. What's pshat in Rav that Rav says you can't light a madlikim in el aner? You can't light a candle, your menorah, from one menorah to another menorah. You can't light. Why not? What's Rav's tam? Mishun diza mitzvah. Is the tam is because you'd be mevaza the mitzvah. Since you're letting lit the menorah, it's a mitzvah. You can't take another ner to light. That's what he said. Ukoman, he said always, Ukoman, time of the Rav, mishun diza mitzvah. That is the tam of Rav. Omalu, they told him, don't listen to him. That's not the time of Rav. The time of the Rav, what is here the time of Rav? Mishum lekomachish mitzvah. Because you're taking away from the mitzvah. So Drashi, time of the Rav, minel and ner mishum biza mitzvah, that's the first man yoma. What does a biza mitzvah mean? Shemad le kisum. You take an in-between thing. You take a toothpick. And you want a light. The menorah, you take the lit menorah, you take a toothpick and light it from the menorah. Our menorah to go to the next menorah to light. She'ena mina mitzvah miner shal mitzvah u'mimenu madle kashar. That's called the biza mitzvah. If you take a toothpick to light it from the menorah, so lighting the toothpick is not a mitzvah. So even though you're taking this toothpick now to light the next candles, but lighting the toothpick itself is not a mitzvah. That's called the biza mitzvah. That's one man diyomim. But this pshat, let's say you take a nair of the second person that Mamash wants to light this nair for Hanukkah, and he goes to the first nair and lights it, that would be mutter, because there's no biza mitzvah, because both nairs right away are mitzvahs. I'm taking my candle that I want to light the Shem Mitzvah, and I'm lighting it from his candle. There's no visa mitzvah there. Both candles right away are Shem Mitzvah. So where is the case of visa mitzvah? Where you take an in-between shamish, or you take a toothpick, and you're lighting the toothpick for your menorah, so this lighting is not a mitzvah yet. Even though you're doing with Tzarech a mitzvah, but the mitzvah's not here yet. That's one time. That's an afkamina. If the time is mishum visa mitzvah, it's only yours for the toothpick. But if you light the nair itself, would be mutter. The second one, Yama says, no, the time is mishum mechachesh mitzvah. So Rashi Yahushe, the mechse command is shokun hura. It looks like when you light your candle from the menorah, like you're taken away from the fire of the menorah. And it looks like you're taking away a little bit of oil from the first menorah. That's as far from the chusha mitzvah. You're like taking away from the first mitzvah. Not that you're being mevazerit, but you're taking away from it. So this pshat, even if the second there you want to light right now with the shem mitzvah, it also be yosser. Because when you light your candle from his menorah, it looks like you're taking away from his oil. And that's also, that's Rav's time. So that's the shaila, what is the time of Rav? Makash mitzvah, tomorrow, my benayu, what's not me the two times? E givenayu, the komadlik mishag l'shaga. You light mamish from your menorah to his menorah. If it sounds biza mitzvah, man diyal mishum biza mitzvah, mishag l'shaga madlik, it's mutter. There's no biza mitzvah. I'm lighting my candle of my menorah from his menorah, they're both mitzvahs, there's no biza mitzvah. No, that when I light you up from your menorah, it looks like I'm taking away from your or from your menorah. According to Rav, it's also to light my menorah from your menorah directly. It's also. Because it looks like I'm taking away from your menorah. That's the Charlotte. What's Pshan Rav? And Afkamino Chafiz, what's Pshan Shmuel? The Shmuel is matter. Hey, if Rav himself asks even a toothpick, then you'll say Shmuel. Forget this, Rav. It's if Rav even asks miner l'ner mamish, then you'll say Shmuel is only matter miner l'ner. But aydei a toothpick, maybe Shmuel holds also with Sasser. But if Rav is matter aydei ner l'ner, he only asks a toothpick, then even Shmuel is also matter a toothpick. So it's not gemina what Rav's svar is to know what the halacha. So we pass like Shmuel. The halacha to shaila, makla both ways. We'll soon see. So the more Moshe Rav Aviyah asked the kasha. The locker is...